Good evening and welcome in. It's another edition of Everything Purple. I'm your host, Mike Wobshaw from the Vikings Entertainment Network. I am at Winter Park in Xfinity Studios here to recap some of the best content the VEN produced over the past week. Now, some of the best content comes from wins, and that's what the Vikings did on Sunday against the Kansas City Chiefs. They were 16-10 winners over their AFC West foes. They moved to 3-2. The Vikings now 3-0 at home. They have the second-ranked scoring defense in the NFL, folks. Mike Zimmer's defense coming to fruition right in front of our very own eyes, ranked number 2 in scoring defense in the NFL. The story of the game on Sunday, defense and digs. Kansas City Chiefs held to 51 net yards at halftime. They were not able to recover from that. They made a game of it late in the game, but the Vikings defense ended up prevailing, forcing Kansas City to a 4-and-out, and then the offense comes onto the field for the victory formation. The Chiefs just 3.2 yards per rush on the day. Stephon Diggs, a rookie sensation. He's played 2 games, and he's had 2 big games on Sunday, 7 catches for 129 yards. He now has 13 catches for 216 yards on the season. He was big on third down. 3 of his 7 catches, folks, came on third downs. Averaged 20 yards per catch on those 3 third down catches. And how about Blair Walsh? 3 for 3 from field goal range. That's a big stat, especially in a 6-point ball game. 1 for 1 on his PATs, had 3 touchbacks on his 5 kickoffs, and the Chiefs scored 0 points on possessions that began after a Blair Walsh kickoff. So a full team effort from the Vikings on Sunday. They played complimentary football, offense, defense, and special teams. When one or two of those phases faltered, the other stepped up. That's how you get victories in the NFL. That's how you win close games in the NFL. Up next for the Vikings, they're at Detroit. The game will be Sunday at noon. Detroit is 1-5. They're coming off an overtime victory over the Chicago Bears. The Vikings game at Detroit next week will be their first of back-to-back division road trips. Okay, enough serious talk about the game. Let's goof around a little bit and give you another segment of Words with Teammates. This one features Cordero Patterson and Jarius Wright.
Welcome back into Vikings Connected. I'm Ben Lieber. This is Aaron Newberg. And
hi,
now it's time for
Words with Teammates.
Yeah, it was not quite as deep as I was last week.
Words with Teammates.
So this week is Cordero Patterson and Jarius Wright, and they are hilarious. Check it out.
So funny.
Hey, I'm Cordero Patterson.
I'm Jarius Wright.
We playing for Rock Hill. To be honest, I think we finna win.
I feel like we know each other very well, so this is a good game for us. Round one, fight.
Round one, we're going with sports.
Round one, sports.
We got cameras everywhere. Can't get away from nothing.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
We have them in football.
Referees.
We go to this after college. After you go to college, what do you go to after that?
NFL.
The
combine.
In baseball, when you throw it the second and then the first.
Double play.
We look forward to this during the season. You only have one what?
Bye week.
If the pitcher hits you with the ball, what you gonna do to him?
And go beat his ass. Beat him up. Attack him. First base.
No, it's called something else though.
I don't know that one.
Well, this one, it was charge the man, but I could. You said go beat him up. But I could just be like.
Round one score, 4.
Oh, man, round one, it was kind of tough, man. I feel like Jay Wright threw a couple hard questions at me, man. He gave me the easy one first and threw the hard ones at the end. But I feel like we did good, though. We strong right now.
We in it to win it. So my boy did a great job of, you know, recognizing what I was spitting out to him.
I'm going to just try to give him to him easy as possible. Man. It felt like he shot it to me easy. You know, I'm going to lick at him, and I'm going to try to explain it the best way I can and hope everything work out good. Round two, going food. We like to eat, so why not go food?
Round two, food.
But I'm ready, man. They kind of tough. I ain't going to lie.
No, I see.
4, 3, 2, 1.
Something you eat in the morning, you throw pepper on.
Hard-boiled eggs.
Girl, shake that.
Laffy Taffy.
Something your mama make down south, she put in the microwave. It got a lot of
lasagna.
If we get that right, I can use that one, right? We're talking about lasagna, but something else, it got a lot of cheese on it.
Got a lot of cheese on it.
when you making a smoothie, you put
spinach.
Something you eat for breakfast. I was talking about Big Mac. like mac and cheese.
Oh.
Round two score, 4, for a total of 8.
We keep getting 4, that's great.
Yeah, we jumping back in this thing.
That was a good one. I like
that. That was a good one.
It was like, let me test it.
That was hilarious. I ain't gonna lie.
First try. I feel like we did good. You know, he got 4 on that one. You know, they got a little tough, but, you know, Jay Wright, he's stuck in there, and he did pretty good.
You know, my boy spit the words out pretty clear to me. You see, as he went, you know, he went with the lap, he danced with it. So that's what, you know, that's gave it away right there.
That hard boy Ed was a good one, though. Because he eat them, what you said? He always eat them in the morning. He throw pepper on it. So I was like, yeah, that's
and what you throw pepper on in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
See, that's why our team, you know, we hang together.
You know what I'm saying? We got a strategy, man. We ready for this. Round 3, we're going with
Minnesota.
Round 3, Minnesota.
We know a couple things about Minnesota, you know. He been here almost 4 years, been here almost 3 years. I feel like we know enough. You know, we don't know that much, but we finna see how much we know. He finna explain it to me. I'm finna spit it out, much as I know.
You know, we out here in these streets.
We out here, baby.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
AP bought all these for the offensive linemen.
Jet skis. Snowmobiles.
He's our mascot. We always dap him up whenever we come in.
Skip that.
What's his name? The hockey team from
Minnesota Wild.
What was the name of the old Vikings?
Victor is the, what's the name too? Yeah. Mascot.
All right, you got Victor. And what was the name of the good defense? What did they call them? It go with our color though. The our color.
Purple Pride.
No, close.
Purple Fever. He cheated Purple Fever.
Round 3 score, 4. For a grand total of 12.
Can't get them all.
Nah, you can't get them all, but I feel like we did all right. I ain't felt too good about that round, man, but
I think we won.
I hope we won.
That's why we played the game to win. So, you know, we winners. So that's what we do. We win.
We probably came in second place or something.
But until then, we won.
Okay, more show to come, but right now we're up against a break. Before we go, a programming note. Join host Mike Mussman along with Vikings wide receiver Charles Johnson at the Lookout Bar and Grill in Maple Grove this Thursday, 5:30 p.m. It's Vikings country. You could win Vikings tickets and a trip to the Miller Lite touchdown in the tropics in Mexico. Visit Vikings.com/Vikings country for more information and stay tuned for more Everything Purple. Welcome back. It's Everything Purple. I'm your host, Mike Wobshaw. We have some more cool stuff to get to, but first, the Vikings are giving away a pair of tickets to the first game in their new home, plus an exclusive on-field experience. Register now at usbankstadium.com/contest. Okay, now we're going to go to one of the best pieces the Vikings Entertainment Network has produced so far this year. It's a Beyond the Gridiron segment, and it features Sharif Floyd. He says football saved his life.
Life that I grew up in could have been extremely bad for me. I can't even begin to imagine that I would be sitting here today if I didn't make the tough decisions as a child. And that's what it boiled down to. You make your decisions, you make your choices, and live with them. You're not going to always make the best decision, but you can always find the best decision in that bad decision. There's always a way out, because good are going to oversee bad every day.
Life presents many choices. The choices we make determine our future. Every person is faced with circumstances and bumps in the road. It's how you deal with that and the choices you make which will define you.
North Philly is a bad area, you know, and it's easy to get caught up in the wrong situation at any given time, especially when you don't have a lot. Especially when there's not a lot of positive role models.
Crime, poverty, and depression is everywhere in North Philadelphia, where Sharif Floyd grew up. But it's home for Floyd and the place that molded him into the man he is today.
Growing up in a rough situation, seeing different things in Philadelphia, such as crime, violence, families fighting each other, both sides of my families fighting each other, I seen all this as a child, you know, and not once did someone come and say, hey, sorry you had to see that, or hey, are you okay? You know, because it was just normal. It was just the thing to do.
His life story begins facing an uphill climb.
I was bullied as a child. Self-esteem was low. Didn't really care to have friends because of my situation. And, you know, I got picked on a lot. I'm probably one of the few who actually even got picked on by teachers. So it's like, when no one around you cares, how can you care? How do you know what care is a question that I can ask myself.
But it wasn't just the rough neighborhood that was tough to escape for Floyd.
What are you going to do to push forward? Are you going to be okay with being a guy that sleeps on just a mattress pad? And are you going to be okay with not eating breakfast but sneaking lunch out of the trash can if you want? Like, you got to determine who and what you want to be in life, because only you can change your life.
He went to live with his grandmother in a better environment and area of Philadelphia. But they still struggled to make ends meet.
Lucille Ryans is my grandmother. She means the world to me only because when times actually were rough and times got so low, where she was the only one there. She was the only one that understood without asking.
Life had dealt a series of tough hurdles to overcome. Seeing so much misery would make any kid want to give up. But not Sharif Floyd. He made the right choices and found that bright, shiny light which would shape his life.
This game not only saved my life, this game gave me hope. This game is what turned me around. Because in eighth grade, before high school, before I started playing football, I didn't know who I was going to be in life. I didn't know what the big guy had in store for me. My life is truly a blessing because of how I and my circle turned it around.
Football quickly became his ticket to a new life, but it still couldn't hide what he was going through as a teenager.
I had to grow up extremely fast. You know, I lived on my own at 16. I had my own place at 16, and I had to make it happen. No one in my family knew what was going on until 16. No one in school or outside of what I was doing at home knew the circumstances. Because to better myself as a person, I couldn't carry that on my shoulders. That never left my front door. So as I walk into school, I walk in on the football field, it's blank. That's the only thing on my mind. That's why I can give so much to the game and not look back.
Even while dealing with all the personal struggles he kept to himself, his football career took off at George Washington High School. He helped lead the team to two state titles and quickly elevated himself to one of the country's top prep players.
He was different. It was more than just a football game to him. You know, it was, you could tell it was a passion, it was a lifestyle, it was everything. You know, of course, with everything he had going on in the personal life, this football was his scapegoat to get away from everything, and he understood how, if he did what he's supposed to do, it'd change his lifestyle.
He hit it inside. I know, you know, for his, what he was going through must have been made him really miserable, but at the same time, I think it made him more focused on being a better football, you know, being a better football player, being a better student, and just being a better person.
Strength, intensity, dedication. It was dedication, even on days off. They, you know, on school days off, we would have practice, and sometimes I would be worried about who would show up. They would be there, so it wasn't a problem. I knew that that was something that was in his heart.
The game of football was Sharif Floyd's ticket to escaping the harsh realities of his day-to-day life. He was living on his own at the age of 16 and struggling each and every day to survive in the tough neighborhoods of North Philadelphia. But by high school, it was quickly evident the game could have a major impact on his life. Needing a break to attend the U.S. Army All-Star Game, a guidance counselor came up with an idea to raise money.
He gave me the letter, and he went back to class, and I read through it, and I contacted Coach Wallace, and I'm like, what is this about? And he was like, that's big, Seeger. So I immediately started scrambling, being like, how can we make this possible? We sold brownies with the special ed students. I had fundraisers to raise the money in order for him to participate. And so every day, I mean, I don't think I've eaten a brownie since then, to be honest with you.
Having the opportunity to play in marquee national games and camps made his spotlight even bigger, which made Floyd the most sought-after prep defensive tackle. He decided to move away from Philadelphia and the area that made him the man he was becoming.
I came down to Ohio State and Florida, and in those two places, I just felt comfort in myself. Not a coach, not a player, not anything like that. I chose the university over everything because I enjoy being a Gator. Even now that I'm not a Gator on the field or on film, I'm still a Gator at heart.
Leaving Philadelphia for college meant leaving 18 years of highs and lows in his youth for a young man who overcame countless struggles, always keeping that positive attitude and energy. But he also left some key individuals in the city of brotherly love who helped transform him into the Gators' biggest recruit in years. That included an unlikely bond which developed between an inner city kid and a suburban business owner.
Kevin started off in my life as a friend, as anyone should. Shortly afterwards, became a friend. Right near to that, became a great friend. And then shortly after, a mentor. You know, and throwing that word mentors around is a hard word to say because you got to trust in somebody to do that. Trust wasn't a heavy word that I used on my side of the field because I never had it. I never needed it. It was never an option. And then when I seen this genuine guy, this genuine person that just wants to give back to the community, that just wants to see kids doing good, that just wants the best out of a person because he can help, because he's there, because his dad encouraged it. You know, so me seeing that from him, and he's Jewish and he's a Caucasian, and I'm from the ghetto, the hood, like where I don't really see that a lot.
With so many loyal and genuine people who helped Sharif rise to stardom, he took off as a Florida Gator. He became first-team All-American, and on a spring night in 2013, every day of struggle and doubt that was in his mind as a youth was erased as his dream was realized.
The Minnesota Vikings select Sharif Floyd, defensive tackle, Florida.
The draft to me meant everything because that's something that you will remember the rest of your life. Shaking the commissioner's hand. So that to me was my first taste of elite status. That's at that point in time, everybody's eyes are on you and you're that guy.
The day changed his life as he arrived in Minnesota as the 23rd pick in the 2013 NFL Draft. Now in his third season in the NFL, the 24-year-old has developed into one of the key members of the Vikings defense and a leader on the team for years to come.
You know, there's a great tradition here for three techniques in this. You know, from Keith Millard to John Randall to Kevin Williams. You know, Sharif has the talent to be one of those guys someday if he keeps coming. You know, powerful, strong, explosive, but he has the quickness of a little guy, even though he's a big man. And so he just has to keep growing with his game, and I'm expecting big, big things from him.
When faced with obstacles in life, there are two choices. Let them bring you down, or find a way to persevere.
How do you want to be remembered? Do you want to be remembered as the kid that had nothing? As the kid that just some people took care of? Or a guy you said hi to? Or do you want the whole city to say your name? And I feel like I want the city to say my name. I want them to see that I'm more than just a guy that grew up with nothing because I made everything come true in my life.
Sharif Floyd grew up in an area of Philadelphia where crime and poverty are everywhere, but he didn't let that hold him down. He went from being homeless as a teenager to becoming the top football recruit in the country, to being drafted in the first round of the NFL draft. His struggles as a youth and his ability to overcome challenges makes his path to the NFL and success all the more rewarding.
Type of kid that when you look at and you draft these kids and all the adversity that he had to overcome and for him to come out on top of that, that you know that he has potential to be a very good football player for you because he takes that same approach, that same mentality when he's on the field.
It takes a village to raise a man, and that's the situation. Everybody chipped in a little here, a little there to help him, but everybody's sort of good in Sharif. It's not like we all say, oh, he's going to be an NFL player, we want to be associated with an NFL player. We didn't know he was going to be an NFL player back then. We knew he was special. We knew he was special athletically, but we also knew he was a special person. You know, regardless of athletics, he's a natural leader, and he's going to be somebody special after football is over. Football's not going to be the end of his career. It's going to be the beginning of the next career for him.
I am what it should be for every kid coming out of Philadelphia. You know, I feel like I can be that guy that goes back and says, look, it's more than just this. It's more than just a bad situation. It's more than just I don't have parents. It's more than just I don't have a mom. You know, those things matter down the line, but right now you still control your life. You still control what you do on the daily. So who do you want to be as a person? When you look back 10, 15 years, how do you want to be remembered?
Okay, a few odds and ends before we wrap up tonight. Remember, Pro Bowl voting, folks, has already begun. You can vote for your favorite Vikings to send them to the Pro Bowl by going to Vikings.com. There's a nifty little link at the top of the page that will take you right to your personal ballot. You can vote as many times as you want, and you can vote for as many Vikings as you want. Several Vikings off to good starts this season and deserving of your vote. You can also vote for Stephon Diggs and Eric Kendricks to be the Pepsi NFL Rookie of the Week. Both rookies had great games against the Kansas City Chiefs, and their performances were among the best of all rookies in the NFL. You can go to Vikings.com or NFL.com, check out everyone's performances, and vote for who you think deserves to win that contest. It probably is going to be either Stephon Diggs or Eric Kendricks. Lastly, if you haven't already, we encourage you to download the Vikings app so you can get all of our great content delivered straight to your favorite mobile device. If you haven't done that, go to iTunes and get it done now. That's it for tonight's show. Same time, same place next week for Everything Purple. We'll bring you some of the best content we produce over the next week. Hopefully, it includes content from a Vikings victory. Once again, they play the Detroit Lions on Sunday. Catch that game all across the Vikings Radio Network. Paul Allen, Pete Bursich, and Greg Coleman will have the call from Ford Field. On behalf of producer Nate Vaughn, I'm your host, Mike Wobshaw. That's it for Everything Purple. We wish you a good night and leave you on a good note.